Hello and welcome back to my book reviews. This is part one of the Harry Potter book reviews, which will be the Philosopher's Stone or Sorcerer's Stone up to Goblet of Fire. Part two will be the Order of the Phoenix to the Cursed Child. Now, the Cursed Child isn't actually in canon, but we'll do it anyway. So first things first is the Philosopher's Stone or Sorcerer's Stone. Now, I read half of this on ebook and then finished it on Audible. So basically reviewing both. So first thing, the book is a brilliant story, brilliantly written. It starts off very interesting and intrigues you well. And this book basically introduces the magical world of Harry Potter to the reader and everything. And I love it. There's not really much I can say. Sorry about that. Not much I can say other than I give this book out of 5 stars. I give it four stars. And the audiobook, I love that too. I love the way Stephen Fry reads the story. The next one I'm going to review in, so that's 4 stars out of 5. Next one I'm going to review in is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Now, again, I listened to half this on audiobook, then read the last, as a book, the actual book, read the last half. Again, the audiobook is amazing. Listen, if you want to listen to any audiobook, get a Harry Potter audiobook, because Stephen Fry is so good at reading the books. But yeah, the story is amazing. This book, again, it's a step up from Philosopher's Stone. It's a step up from Philosopher's Stone, but I still give it 4 stars, because it's not, you know, it don't blow you away or anything. But it gives more to Harry Potter world. Gives more spells in there, just grows the world, and I think it's good. I think it's quite funny, it's quite happy, joyful, and interesting. That's 4 stars, just like the first book. The third book will be Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Now, I read this all the way through. It took me a couple of days to read it, and I love it. This one. I think the first book's 220-something pages. The second book's 300-something pages. This book is 462 pages. It really doesn't feel like that. I know probably that's not very long for a novel, but it is amazing. It's, again, 4 stars for me, but it's showing that potential of darkness in the Harry Potter world, which will come through in the next book, Goblet of Fire. And it's showing how potentially dark this world can be, you know, hard life can be for the main characters, Harry, Hermione, and Ron. And it shows that none of them are taking any rules from Malfoy anymore. Malfoy is sort of, no one really cares about Malfoy anymore when we learn what Sirius Black did, which of course we find out didn't do. But no one cares about Malfoy anymore. Like, he's not that big of a threat in this book. And the other two, everyone was like really annoyed by him, but like, it really didn't cause any problems, really, I don't think, which is quite good. So yeah, again, 4 stars for that one. Next book, and the end of this book review, series book review of part one, is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I really enjoyed this one. This is the one where everything got dark. This was bleak. This was black. This had no hope in it, but the book is brilliant. The book is 4.5 stars for me. Of course, I've watched the film before I read the book, so I knew it was going to happen, but it was still a brilliant book. The problems with this book, which probably knocks it off from being a 5 stars, is spew. And probably just spew, really. I don't see why that's in there. And, yeah, it kind of... I understand why Hermione wanted to do it, but it kind of got annoying. Also, I didn't like the way Harry sort of, like, Harry and Ron fell out. That was annoying to me as well. But obviously, I understand why friends who fall out, I understand that and whatnot. So, yeah, 4.5 stars for the Goblet of Fire. My favourite part of that was the ending with Voldemort and the Death Eaters. That was so much better than the film was portrayed much better. So, yeah, 4.5 stars for that. In the next review, I will be reviewing Order of the Phoenix, Offered Prince, The Death of the Aloes, and The Cursed Child. That'll take a while though, because I'm only on Order of the Phoenix for now. Thank you for listening. My next one I'll be releasing is my third short story, sorry, published, The Detective. That'll be my next audio. That'll be my first audiobook and my next episode of my next podcast. So enjoy that. That'll be coming out later today. Goodbye.